Namanda, Vatsinamanda, 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 Vatsinamanda.
I'll begin my words this morning by reading a passage from the Sambutsuge, which was chanted at the start of our service this morning. Sambutsuge no kotoba wo itadaite kara hajimaritai to omoimasu. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu.
Gose tokubutsu fugyo shigan isai kuku issa dayan.
I will become a Buddha and completely fulfill my vow. I will bring great peace to all who are in doubt or fear.
私は誓う。仏となる時は必ずこのお願い、この願を果たし遂げ、生じの苦におののくすべての人々に大きな安らぎを与えようと生んだ仏。皆様、
新年おめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。 Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning for our New Year's service. This is one of our special services here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple. And so we've arranged things a little differently than usual. Can someone tell me something they noticed that's a little bit different from our usual arrangement here at the temple?
いつも通りとちょっと違うことありますか?
Yeah, Kate, do you know something? The flowers, that's right, the flowers are a little bit different. Usually we just have flowers, but this time we also have some pine in there, and I think I see some bamboo as well. Okay, so those are special New Year's arrangements. Something else, we usually have something else here, the temple. Temple, usually we have rice. What do we have different? Gyoma, do you know? What do you see that's different?
Mochi,
that's right. We have mochi up here this morning. We have mochi. That's right. We have a very special arrangement of mochi. We have how many? So we have in one set, how many pieces of mochi do you see?
Two
pieces of mochi. That's right. And what else is on top of the mochi?
Orange.
An orange. That's right. So we have two pieces of mochi and an orange in one set. そしてお餅が2つあって、その上にみかんが乗ってるんですね。 Okay, so what's on top of that we have a mikan, and what's another name for mikan? Does anybody know another name in Japanese? Orange or mikan or what else?
Dai dai.
Dai dai. That's right. Dai dai. Right. So there's a dai dai is another name for that orange, another Japanese name. So this whole set has a special name. このお餅とダイダイが乗っているのは何というんですか?特別の名前があるんですけど Does anyone know the special name for this? Does anyone know? What is this called? What is this round set of mochi called? Does anyone know?
Kagami mochi.
Kagami mochi. That's right. Kagami mochi. That's what it's called. And so a kagami, kagami is a Japanese word. What is a kagami? What is that? Does anyone, some of you I think know some Japanese. Kate, you know Japanese. What is it?
Yes.
It's a mirror, right. Does that look like a mirror to you? No, it's a little bit different, right? It's called a kagami mochi, a mirror mochi, because in the olden days in Japan, a mirror was always round. That's a traditional shape of mirrors in China and Japan in the old days. They would take a piece of metal and they would cut it into a round shape and polish it. So it would be very clear and it would reflect. And that was a mirror. And that was one of the three treasures. It was an important treasure, something very precious. Not everyone was able to have a mirror, but some people who are very fortunate were able to receive a mirror. And so the mirror is something precious, a treasure. And so this round mochi represents that treasure. So what is mochi made out of? What is mochi made out of? Mochi wa nani de tsukurareterundesuka? Does anyone know? It's made out of rice. That's right. Okome de tsukuttearundesne, omochi wa. It's made out of rice. And rice is also a treasure. Because rice helps us to live, right? We eat rice and then we have energy to study, to play, to learn, to do our jobs. And so this rice is a treasure and it's shaped like a treasure. And so this mochi, this special mochi we put up on the in the shrine or maybe at your home, Obutsudan, you put it up there because you're showing your gratitude for all of the wonderful things that you've received and all of the wonderful things that you'll receive this year and this precious life that you've received. この鏡餅は宝物を表せるんですね。自分の命が宝物である。一年間大事にするという、ことを表しますね。And that mikan on top, that daidai, this word daidai in Japanese means generation after generation.代々というのは世代の次々と続くことですね。So we're showing our gratitude for all of this precious life we receive generation after generation, and it's going to continue into the coming year, so we need to treasure it and take care of this life, and we have to make the most of our life in the coming year. そして人生が代々の先祖様の苦労によって今の命があってこの1年間1日1日を大切にして暮らしていくということが表していますね。 So this is a message. It's a message that we put up on the Obutsudan. And so this is a year, this New Year's time is a time for giving messages, for sending messages. Did anybody here receive any New Year's cards or maybe other seasonal greetings in the mail this year?Yeah, Kate, did you receive some? Yeah, who did you get a card from? From your friends? Okay, we get from friends and relatives? Yeah, from friends and relatives. And so we receive and we give messages. Did anybody send a message this year? Send a New Year's card? Yeah, Kate, did you send one? Yeah, who'd you send it to? What's that?Your friends, okay? So we send and we receive messages. So I'd like to share with you a story. This is a traditional Buddhist story from Japan about a New Year's greeting. And this is a story that's told by the poet Issa. He tells a story of a priest who lived in Japan a long time ago. And on New Year's Eve, he sat down and he wrote a New Year's message. He wrote a New Year's message.日本の昔の僧侶がイッサという詩人がそういう話あるんですけど年賀状を書いたんですね。新年の挨拶を書きました。So he wrote a New Year's message and he had an assistant, a young assistant who lived at his temple and helped him out and he gave this message to the young assistant and he says, I need you to deliver this message.明日この年賀状を届けください。So this is New Year's Eve. So he said, on New Year's Day, first thing in the morning, I need you to deliver this message. そしてこの挨拶は明日朝一元旦の日にこれをお届けしてください。And so his assistant said, who should I deliver it to? じゃあ誰にお届けすればいいと聞いたんですね。He said, deliver it to me. 私に届けください。So he wrote a message.And he gave it to his assistant and he said, bring me this message tomorrow morning. So then that night, this was a very important job. So his assistant went to bed and he slept here in the Buddha hall in the main hondo of the temple that night. And he slept there and he kept the message close to him. And he woke up very early in the morning before the sun had even come out to prepare to bring this message. そしてこの、小僧さんがこういう奉仕がメッセージを書いて、で、明日一私にこれを届けくださいと言うんですね。で、お寺の本堂に寝て、朝一起きて、and he went to the temple, the master, the temple, priest door, and he knocked on the door. ダンダンダンダンダン。そして朝一この、奉仕さんの、塔のところ、扉のところに叩く。And he rushed to the door. The priest rushed to the door, threw open the door, and he grabbed the message. He was barefoot. He hadn't even put his shoes on yet. And he opened up the message, and he read it out loud, standing right there. そしてその場で急いで開けて声を出して呼びました。And he said, the message said, forsake this world of anguish and despair. この苦しい世界をこれを投げ捨てて and hasten to the land of peace and bliss. で極楽の世界に早く急ぎなさいというんですね。He says, I shall not fail to guide you on the path. して私必ずあなたを導いて And I will send many good teachers and messengers to help you on your way. そしていろいろな立派な先生、立派な導きを私が発見してくれます。This is a message from the Buddha. 仏様からのメッセージです。And when the priest, after he read this, he fell to his knees and he began weeping tears of joy. そしてこのメッセージを読んだら、こう座ってよく泣いてこの袖が濡れたまで泣くんですね。It said he cried until his sleeves were wet with tears. This is a strange way to welcome the new year, isn't it? それはちょっと変わった新年の迎え方ですね。But Issa says, this is a truly fitting way for someone who lives in the teaching of the Buddha to welcome the new year. これは仏様のお使いの人が本当にふさわしい新年の迎え方とイッサ様がおっしゃいますね。To think about our lives, to think about this world around us, and to recognize all of the difficulties that we face. この中の周りの世界を見て、いろいろな大変なことがあるんですね。周りに苦しんでいる姿、自分も大変なことはあるんですね。And said to look at that very closely and to think aboutOur direction for the year to come. その世界の苦しみのことをよくよく見て、これから一年間の生き方を確認することですね。To clarify our direction to freedom from suffering. 自分がどうやって苦しみから解放する道を確認する。これは元旦の一番最初にやるべきことですね。This is the thing we should do. First thing, first day of the new year, to think about our direction.For the year to come. And you've all done something wonderful by coming here to the temple. 皆さんがこの日にお参りすること、一番最初に朝起きてここにお参りに来ることは本当に素晴らしいことですね。We come here to hear the teachings of the Buddha. 仏様のお言葉を聞きに来ますね。These words that we have in the Sambutsuge, that for all who live in fear,the Buddha will bring great peace. すべての生死の苦しむ人に大きな安らぎを与えるのお徳様の言葉ですね。And that in the teachings of the Buddha, we have guidance and we have many good friends who will help us in the year to come. 仏様の御教えとこのお寺の仲間でいろいろ一年間助け合おうという仲間がいるんですね。So we gather here today to welcome the new year, to show our gratitude for all that we've received in the past year, and to think about how we will treasure each day in the teachings of the Buddha, living guided by the voice of the Buddha calling to us in the words, Namo Amida Butsu. そして今から一年間毎年大切にして一日大事にして南無阿弥陀仏のお念仏の中にお年を迎えることは本当に素晴らしくありがたいことでございます。So I'd like to once again wish you all a happy new year. Wish you a year of peace of mind. Whatever this year may bring, know that the teachings of the Buddha will give you the strength to find joy and peace in the midst of the challenges of daily life.してこれから一年間いろいろな、大変なことがあるでしょう。難しいことがあるでしょう。しかし仏様の御教えの中にその難しいこと大変なことの中に幸せ感謝喜びを見つける力は南無阿弥陀仏の念仏で新しい一年を迎えたいと思います。 Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿